Dark pad movement with slow random LFOs, intermediate sound design for drum and bass in Ableton Live. Alright, let's build a dark pad that actually feels alive in a DNB track, not the obvious EDM wobble thing. We're going for slow, unpredictable movement that sits behind your drums and bass like fog in a warehouse. Before we even touch the synth, set the context. Tempo around 170 to 174. Make an 8-bar loop with classic DNB spacing. Kick on beat 1 at the end of 3, snare on 2 and 4. If you want, add a little hat shuffle so you can feel the groove. This matters because if you design the pad in solo, it'll probably sound sick alone and then ruin your drop. Now create the pad source. You've got two easy stock options, Waveatable or Analog. Let's start with Waveatable. Make a new MIDI track, load Waveatable. For oscillator 1, choose basic shapes and aim somewhere between sine and triangle. Think position around 15 to 30. That gives you a fundamental that's deep without being too pure. Oscillator 2, also basic shapes, but go a little richer, like a saw triangle zone. Detune OSC 2 by about plus 7 to plus 12 cents, and keep its level slightly lower than OSC 1. That little offset is a huge part of dark but expensive sound. Then turn on unison. 4 to 6 voices is a good range, amount around 20 to 35%. Spread pretty wide, like 70 to 100%. Don't worry, we'll control width later. Right now we're just generating size. If you prefer analog, go OSC 1 saw, OSC 2 triangle, add slight detune around 0.08 to 0.15, and maybe a tiny touch of noise, like 2 to 6%, just for grit. Either way, the goal is harmonically rich but not bright. Next, write a chord that makes sense for DNB. Dark pads in this genre don't need big, emotional pop voicings. Keep it minimal. 2 to 4 notes, long holds, in D minor. Try D minor at 9, D, F, A, E, or even omit the so it's more spacious and less block chord. You can also do a simple movement like DM to BB to C back to DM for that classic dark lift. But honestly, a single chord held for 8 bars can be enough, because the movement is going to come from modulation, not from busy harmony. Make the MIDI clip 8 bars long. Use whole notes or half notes. And here's a small realism trick. Vary velocity a bit, like 70 to 100, just so it doesn't feel like a frozen MIDI robot. Now we shape it. Add auto filter after the synth. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff somewhere between 400 and 1200 Hz depending on how bright your patch is. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%, but don't let it whistle. Drive around 2 to 6 dB for weight. Then give the filter envelope a small amount, 5 to 15%, with a decay around 1.5 to 4 seconds. That envelope is subtle, but it helps the chord bloom instead of just sitting there like a flat wallpaper. At this point, you should have something dark and heavy, but still kind of static. Now we do the core technique. Slow random LFO movement. If you have Max for Live, this gets clean and fun. First modulation lane. Random motion for filter cutoff. Drop a Max for Live LFO device in the chain. Set the waveform to sample and hold or random. Set the rate extremely slow, like 0.03 to 0.09 Hz. That's roughly a change every 10 to 30 seconds. Then, and this is crucial, crank smoothing up to something like 60 to 85%. Without smoothing, random modulation can sound like stepping or glitching, which kills the vibe. Hit map on the LFO and click auto filter cutoff. Set the modulation range gently. You want the cutoff to drift maybe plus or minus 150 to 400 Hz, not swing across the entire frequency spectrum. Teacher tip here. If you hear the pad opening and closing, you went too far. The movement should feel like weather, not like automation. Second modulation lane. Stereo width drift. Add utility early in the chain, and set width around 90 to 110% as a base. Also turn on bass mono, and set it around 120 to 200 Hz. That is non-negotiable in drum and bass if you want the drop to hit. Now add another LFO. Set it to random. Make it even slower, like 0.01 to 0.05 Hz. Smoothie high again, 70 to 90%. Map it to utility width. Aim for a drift range roughly from 70% to 130%. And keep checking that the core pad doesn't disappear when it gets wider. Third modulation lane, micro pitch drift. The tape is slightly haunted vibe. Add another LFO. You can use a sine wave for smooth drift, or random with heavy smoothing. Rate around 0.02 to 0.06 Hz. Depth should be tiny. Map it to oscillator 2 to tune in Waveatable if possible. If you can clearly hear the pitch wobble, It's too much. This is one of those things where you mostly feel it when it's right, and you definitely notice it when it's wrong. Quick coaching concept. Think in modulation roles, not just destinations. One modulator is doing tonal drift, like filter cutoff. One is doing spatial drift, like width. One is doing instability, like micro pitch. If two LFOs are basically doing the same job, it turns messy instead of mysterious. Also, decorrelate your modulators. If every random change happens at the same moments, it sounds like one big movement. Use different rates so they evolve independently. If you don't have Max for live, you can still get some of this. Auto filter has its own LFO, but it's periodic, not random. You can also draw clip automation and use randomize manually. It's more work, but it can still sound great if you keep it subtle. Now let's do space, but in a DNB friendly way. Pads can easily destroy punch if you just drown them in reverb. After utility, you can add chorus ensemble, optional but nice. Use ensemble mode, amount around 15 to 30%, rates low. If it starts sounding facey or bright, pull the amount down. Then add hybrid reverb. Choose hall or plate, decay around 3 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the pad sits behind the drums instead of smearing on top of them. Set low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 4 to 8 kHz. Dark is the point here. Mix around 15 to 35% if it's an insert, or consider putting reverb on a return, so you can control it more cleanly. Here's a really slick movement trick. Put a slow random LFO on the reverb high cut, but with a tiny range. That makes the space breathe between slightly darker and slightly less dark, without turning bright. After the reverb, add EQ 8 for carving. High pass the pad somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. If your bass is heavy, go higher. If it's muddy, dip gently around 250 to 500. If it fights the snare crack, notch a little around 2 to 4K. And if it's too shiny, roll off above 8 to 12K. The point is, your pad should feel big, but not take the spotlight. Then add a touch of saturator. Drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on, and level match so you're not fooled by loudness. Saturation after reverb can be especially nice, because it thickens tails and makes them feel like smoke instead of spray. Optional. Glue compressor. Very light, just to keep peaks under control if the pad swells unpredictably. Now we make it playable in an arrangement. Group the whole chain into a rack. Create a few macros. Macro 1. Darkness. Map it to auto filter cutoff and the reverb high cut. Important detail. Limit the macro mapping ranges so you can't accidentally brighten the pad into a trance lead. This is what I call bounded randomness. Your random LFO can wiggle, but it can't wander into oops territory. Macro 2. Space. Map reverb mix and maybe decay, but keep the range small. You want control, not a flood. Macro 3. Motion. Map the depths of your LFOs, especially filter and width. That way you can do more motion in the intro and less in the drop. Macro 4. Width. Map the bass utility width, but keep bass mono on. Always. Now arrangement. Here's a clean 32 to 64 bar approach. Intro. About 16 bars. Pad is wide. More reverb. Filter a bit more open. Bring in tops gradually. Build. 8 bars. Turn motion up a bit. Maybe close the filter slightly to create tension. This is a great place for a one-shot atmosphere hit. Drop. 16 bars. Reduce reverb mix. Narrow the pad slightly, and raise the high pass so your bass and drums dominate. The pad becomes a shadow layer. You should feel it more than you hear it. Breakdown. 8 bars. Bring width and space back. Open the filter slowly, and let the random LFO do the eerie work. A couple common mistakes to avoid as you go. If your LFO is too fast, it stops being a pad and starts beating an effect. Slow it down. Also, too much depth ruins the illusion. Random motion should be subtle. And the big one in DNB. Pads fighting the low end. Mono the bass region and high pass the pad. Your sub will thank you. Two pro level upgrades if you want to push it. First, sidechain the pad lightly to the kick and snare. Use the compressor with sidechain from a drum bus. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 20 ms. Release 80 to 200 ms. Just enough so drums stay forward without obvious pumping. Second, split the pad into layers. Duplicate the track. One is body, darker, less reverb, mono low end. The other is air, high passed around 500 to 1K, wider, more reverb. This is how you get cinematic size without mud. And if you want a seriously sinister intro technique, let the pad run with random motion for a minute or two, resample it to audio, then pick the eeriest 8 to 16 bars and loop that. You get complex evolution, but it's repeatable and produced. Mini exercise to lock this in. In 15 to 20 minutes, build the pad with Waveedable, auto filter, hybrid reverb, EQ8. Add two LFOs, one random smooth to filter cutoff, one slower random smooth to utility width. Make an 8-bar DNB loop with kick, snare, hats, and a simple reese. Arrange 16 bars of intro into 16 bars of drop. In the intro, space up, motion medium. In the drop, space down, high pass higher, motion low. Render it and listen on headphones. Does the pad feel alive but not distracting, and does the snare still slap? Recap. Dark DNB pads work when they move slowly and unpredictably. Random or sample and hold LFOs with heavy smoothing are the key. Modulate cutoff, width, reverb tone, and tiny pitch drift. Mix like a DNB producer. Mono the low end. High pass the pad. Keep reverb controlled, and sidechain subtly if needed. And use macro so you can actually perform the atmosphere across intro, build, drop, and breakdown. If you tell me whether you're using Waveedable or analog, and whether you have Max for live, I can suggest safe mapping ranges so your pad stays dark and controlled while it evolves.